Setting the Saga Straight with Science, Hormonal Effects in Essential Oils, a review of the estrogenetic essential oils, fennel oil part 1. The basics on fennel oil. In my recent series that was spurred by a badly extrapolated study on tea tree and lavender oils, I've been reviewing the safety of essential oils for hormonal and whole body health. I have highlighted the basics on assessing studies' conclusions as reported in the media and the importance of differentiating essential oils mechanisms in humans versus petri dishes or rodents. I've also discussed why it's imperative to use quality uncontaminated essential oils that are not polluted with plasticizers. This would be a classic case of the wrong witness being convicted for endocrine disruption. After understanding the basics on essential oil synergistic actions in humans, I started highlighting specific essential oils. First, I reported on the balancing properties of clary sage, including its use for menopausal, menstrual, and labor symptoms. I also explained why the essential oil is not estrogenic and that the claims are mostly based on one isolated constituent, sclerol. Most recently, I began looking at the many benefits of fennel oil. Similarly to clary sage oil, one compound found in fennel oil seemed to be its sticking point for full acceptance into the media's good graces. I reviewed in detail this estradiol debate, the quote, bad constituent in fennel oil, and how with proper use, dosage, and a high-quality essential oil, the safety concern is unfounded. Fennel is a perfect example of an oil synergism and balancing properties in the human body when it has all of its compounds intact. It perfectly demonstrates that claims based on one component, which is extracted from the hundreds, will not have the same outcome as a pure essential oil. Furthermore, in the case of estradiol, there are elimination and biotransformation differences in the liver of human versus rats, making toxicity claims based on critters unreliable. Finally, certain chemotype variations, differences of percentage of the constituents present, may have higher levels of unwanted compounds. This is minimized by quality and standardized fennel oils, decreasing the concern for overdosage and suggested amounts when trusted brands are used. In my previous review of fennel oil, I highlighted that it has studies to support its benefit for use for lactation in humans and for spasming uterus in PMS rodents. You can read a summary of all its other benefits from respiratory to digestive health in the articles that I posted in the links provided on the blog. Now, we'll continue our journey with fennel essential oil, specifically focusing on the hormonal effects that it is deemed to promote. The hormonal balancing actions of fennel oil versus manipulation by isolated compounds. As I just noted, there is a synergism to essential oils that creates harmony in the body. Where scientists are claiming the dangers of fennel oil due to estradiol's potential toxic effects, a balancing compound in fennel, anethol, has been found to have tumor suppressor activity in petri dishes with human cancer cells. Do you see how isolating one compound won't tell the whole story? This is relevant to the hormonal controversy because anethol was deemed to potentially affect estrogen levels. In an abstract from the 2009 32nd Annual CTR/AACR San Antonio Breast Cancer Symposium, the author stated that this compound supported sensitization to human breast cancer cells to chemotherapy. They stated this in their conclusion published in Cancer Research, which you can read on the actual blog posted online. Although they noted potential estrogenic activity, it was inconclusive. This is because due to all the factors I stated above regarding the biases that exist with petri dish studies and petrochemical contamination. To bring this point home of the conflicting findings that result with plasticizers found in petri dish trays, another, more recent 2012 in vitro study published in Phytomedicine found anethol to have anti-tumoral properties independent of estrogen receptor activity. The author stated this conclusion in their article, which I extracted on the actual blog online. And another study in a petri dish found anethol to be effective on triple negative breast cancer cells, supporting healthy cells, not the other way around. So now we've hit a home run demonstrating that it is not valid to evaluate or make claims about an essential oil based on the sum of its parts, aka the sum is not equal to the whole. Any Aristotle fans? We also must consider metabolism in the body and its metabolite actions. This is why clinical trials are so important. One study states that it isn't even anethol that has its effects in fennel oil. Rather, it's pharmacologically active polymers, such as dienethol and photoanethol. Wiki says a polymer is a large molecule or macromolecule composed of many repeated subunits. This has now caused some to make claims that these are estrogenic, but here's my caveats. Again, as I just noted, you can't say one isolated compound or metabolite will have the same action as the essential oil. Two, I have to ask, does your fennel oil even have certain polymers? Usually polymerization occurs in a poorly distilled oils or degradation of them from poor storage. You can learn more about expiration dates and essential oils on a link that I provided in the blog. I don't worry about polymerization in my oils. Just saying. Do you see why really knowing the biochemistry and evaluating the essential oil is more important versus just the effects in petri dishes? Finally, to further support that fennel oil is not estrogenic, a study with rodents assessed if it had a protective role against kidney damage due to estrogen potentially having a damaging effect on kidneys and chronic kidney disease. What did they find? Well, it didn't promote kidney damage or protect the kidneys based on this mechanism of action. This is support. It's endocrine balancing. Being in an in vivo study eliminates the petri dish issue, and using the essential oil takes out the biases of isolating one compound. However, we still need to consider that this is a rat study, not human trial. The bottom line. The bottom line has not moved up from the Clary Sage article's conclusion. I'll repeat it. Essential oils have synergism and balance the body. There's some evidence in rodents that fennel extract may modulate estrogenic activity, whereas fennel oil didn't, in a comparison study that I linked to on the blog. Another study showed the acetone extract also may have estrogenic effects in rodents. Even with these in vivo results, we should be cautious with comparing critter outcomes to human effects. Summary. When essential oils are used properly in incorrect doses, the individual is likely to have a response that promotes healing and wellness. It is unlikely that fennel oil is, quote, estrogenic, and we have seen clinical trials where it is helpful, not harmful for the endocrine system. Speaking of fennel oil, it's included in this month's promotions if you're reading this in April 2018. You can read more about that in the link I provided. Now I'm going to go into sage oil. Sage oil, memory in the name, or hormonal actions in its name? Make sure that you click on the link to read more about sage oil. I'll talk to you soon.